It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to the Republican National Convention here in Tampa, Florida. This is Willie Lawson. This is the Willie Lawson Show, and we are excited about being here. It's going to be a noisy place because think about it. It's Radio Row. There's a whole bunch of radio shows going on. There's a whole bunch of interviews going on. There's a whole bunch of folks here talking. But so far this morning, we got here about 9:30, and so far it's been great. It really has been a fantastic experience for somebody like me. You know, we're an independent show, completely independent. We don't have, you know, anybody but us doing this. So we're very excited about this opportunity, and thank you for all the gifts and the prayers and the stuff that it takes to get here. I'll tell you, but if you're worried about the weather, you know, there's this whole big concern about the weather. Yeah, there is no weather. Well, there is weather, but there's no weather that anybody here has to be concerned about. The storm has gone due west, and I have a great shot. I'm looking out the window, and there's some wind, but basically that's about all there is. There's some wind. It's not even freaking raining anymore. you know, and I've said, you know, oh wow, man, at least it's going to rain. I told people, yeah, don't worry about it, it's going to rain. But dang, it's not even raining. So, I mean, I'm thinking that, dang, I even screwed that up. It's not raining. But anyway, there you go. This week is going to be an interesting week. You know what, I've told people all along here, what this is really about, this is not a convention in the sense of we're going to get some stuff decided. That kind of stuff has already been decided, really. All that stuff has really been decided. The Rules Committee and all that stuff, you know, they came earlier last week, and they've decided all that stuff, and that's just going to push that through. The delegates hit that with a rubber stamp, and off they go. What they're here to do here in Tampa this week is to nominate Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. That's what they're here to do, and that's what they're going to do. I did a Spreaker show. I did a Spreaker show yesterday. Actually, two Spreaker shows on my way to the kickoff event, and there had been some talk about the weather making the delegates gloomy. Well, let me tell you what. I was in the building, and there was Republicans eating paella, is what I said. Because there were people eating paella, and the food was off the frickin' chain. I'm telling you, the food was off the chain. Congratulations to all the folks, who put that thing at the trop together. It was absolutely amazing. It really was. It was very, very nice. And it was nice being down there on the field. I'd never been down on the field at Trop Town Field. And the entertainment was great, and the food was great, and the company was great. And I actually found a parking spot that wasn't too far away that I didn't have to pay for. That actually freaking rocked out loud that I didn't have to pay to park. You know, there are past lots. Oh, $15, and you get to walk 6 miles. You know, it's like, my fat butt ain't walking six. You know, ain't walking that far. That ain't gonna happen. It just wasn't gonna happen. But when I got into the place, actually, I parked fairly close. Walked down to the trough, got in, and security was great. Security was great. They were helpful. And was able to. I mean, I had the right credentials. There you go. Walked right in, and no problem at all. And the place was decked out. Republicans were excited. I talked to some people that were predicting a Reagan-like. Check this out: a Reagan-like landslide. Those are people who are. Those are not people. Suzanne, my friend Suzanne Moore in the chat room, I appreciate you, love you. Sandman's in the chat room, appreciate you. There are people who are not feeling like, oh, we don't know if this is going to. There are people who are excited. I mean, just excited, thrilled, and they were there and they were there last night. So it is, it's going to be, you know, this convention is going to be off the chain. They're going to nominate Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, and they are off the chain excited about it. Any hope from the mainstream media that the storm has dampened the enthusiasm is just bullcrap. It's just nonsense. That ain't the groove here in Tampa. The groove here in Tampa is excitement. Like I said, I saw. Herman Cain's going to be on the show tomorrow, but we saw Herman Cain up and down the aisle here, along with Michelle Bachmann and the crowd that comes with that. They are excited. They are pumping the candidate, and it's about not having Barack Obama be president on January 20th, 2013. That's what it's about. It's singular. People are singularly focused. The delegates are singularly focused, and I've got a kind of a unique situation where I'm doing this, but I'm also I'm also familiar with a lot of the delegates and delegations. So that's what's really going on right this very minute. So again, an exciting time here. We're looking forward to a lot more excitement over the course of the week. Listen, we're going to take our first break. Thanks for coming to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Tell your friends we made it. We made it. We made it. We made it. Praise the Lord. We'll be back in just a few moments.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Wait, Mom, what?
What? Hold on.
What'd you say? Wait a second. What?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271. 2972-71 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Far from the city where the Lorax roams free is the home of a magical truffula trees. They grow happy and healthy and thick as you please, just waiting for visits from yous and from me's.
Whoa.
In a place you will love with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Look, everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
Wait, I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest. I speak for the trees.
Visit the animals. Come see the plants. From the mighty sequoia to the tiniest ants. Discover its beauty. Take time to relax. See brown barbalutes or even the Lorax.
I feel so alive. I just like hearing you say it.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more. Visit discovertheforest.org. This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're back with more of the Willie Loftin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here on Radio Row at the Republican National Committee Convention here in Tampa, Florida. I'm excited to be here, and there's still a lot to talk about. There's still a lot to talk about that's going on now. We can't take the attitude like, oh yeah, time stopped. Oh, by the way, time stopped while we're doing this, and we need to just focus on this, although this is going to be very important. I think it's a seminal moment in our country's history, but in the meantime, I need to talk to somebody who's called in on line one from the 717. I think it's my friend Suzanne. Suzanne, is that you?
Hey, Willie. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, honey. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so jealous because you're inside the convention right now, and you know, I'm a volunteer, and so we are coming in tomorrow instead of today because of the interruption. But anyway, I just want to touch base with you and see what's going on inside there.
Well, you know what? There's a lot more activity here than people thought, and I think it's because the convention, if you hadn't heard, folks, the convention decided, because they didn't know what the storm was going to do, they decided to shut down the convention business. In shutting down the convention business, it let a whole bunch of people who basically who have things to do all day, now they don't have anything to do all day, so they're roaming around. So it's a very interesting dynamic now that they're rolling around with nothing to do. it's kind of a bizarre dynamic. They're running around with nothing to do. Again, that's why we've seen Michelle Bachmann up here all morning. We've seen Herman Cain up here all morning. You know what? And we've seen all these people that would normally be doing something at some event. Well, just kind of wandering around Radio Row. He's just like, hey, can I get some pub? Can I get some pub for my book or something? Which has really been fun for people up here. I think that'll kind of shut down a little bit tomorrow because everyone has events tomorrow. But today's been great. It's been great. Really has been.
Well, I'm excited because yesterday I went to the River, which is one of our awesome churches in the Tampa Bay area, mm-hmm. And they had the prayer rally, which started off yesterday at 2:00, and there was many speakers, including David Barton, Michelle Bachman, and a lot of other great spiritual leaders and teachers and leaders. And then at 7 last night, we started off the Unity Rally, and it was awesome. We also had Michelle Bachman, we had Herman Cain, we had Niger Innes, and many others that were basically, it's time to unite behind our candidate. We're going to hold, as the Tea Party, we will hold our elected officials to the fire. Make sure that they stay within their bounds of, you know, what we sent them there for. But we are going to stand together and unite as one front in this election. And I love that message. It was great. And I was excited. It was a great way to start off this week.
Well, that sounds good. I mean, that sounds great. I understand that actually they had two events at the River. The Unity Rally that was there, and I think that's a good plan. I think that's important because a lot of folks, a lot of the establishment Republicans are worried about splinter groups and that kind of thing. And I'm really happy that a lot of folks with a lot calmer heads have looked at this situation and said, "Hey, listen, you know what? We're all in this together." And what has to happen is, even if, again, we're maturing, and it's nice to see the Tea Party movement maturing, is that, okay, so this person may or may not be your favorite candidate, but the fact of the matter is that the alternative is completely anathema to the founder's dream, and maybe, you know what, and so we're going to have to rally behind our elected officials and do something like, you know what I've been saying all along? You know what? We're going to have to participate in this, and we're going to have to hold our elected officials feet to the fire all the time. This is our new reality. We just don't get to elect somebody and have them go away for 4 years or 2 years or 6 years or whatever their term is, and hope that everything's going to be all right. No, it's going to be our responsibility to take responsibility in our republic and at our local level as well. You know what? Elect the most conservative person that's available and keep their feet to the fire. You know what? Make them stay with, like you guys said, stay within their boundaries. Make sure they don't overreach. If they do, slap them back. Make sure that we stay involved. We just don't go away back to our lives because that's how we got in this mess in the first place, I think. That's, you know, were you blaming the victims? Well, if it's a self-inflicted wound, the victim is the only person to blame.
Exactly. It's like when your kid gets out there and gets in trouble, where are you going to look? You better look at yourself, how you raised them and how you, kept them accountable. So, I think this is good for our party. It's good for the direction of the country because at least the people we're sending up there, we can work with. The other side, they have a totally different vision of what America's going to look like in 4 years that we may never recover from if we don't take the reins back this November.
Well, that's exactly right, and you know what, you make an excellent point there because you know what, there are some folks who say that well, we're just going to, you know, in the 2008 election, they decided they were just going to. We'll just sit this one out and whatever happens and we can recover and blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly it was an oh crap moment when things started moving a lot faster than anybody could even imagine. We had a president who basically said out loud that he was going to circumvent Congress. And that kind of stuff has never happened in our lifetime. So we just don't have the luxury. Someone mentioned to me the other day, we just don't have the luxury this time around of just sitting this one out because this candidate is not your favorite candidate. We just don't have luxury, I think. I think that at this point, we really have to, I think there's no choice. We really have to just hop in and get involved and stay involved. And just stay involved the whole time.
I agree. And this election is so that the choices, the cut and dry decisions that we have to make in November, I mean, they are completely polar. And if you look at, we're choosing between freedom and tyranny. I mean, literally, that is our choices. We have free market or socialism and communism. I mean, there's no middle ground anymore. There's no moderate anything. This is just clear choices of what you fundamentally believe. And we'll find out November where our country's soul really is. And that's really the ultimate, definitive direction that we can take from this election is where is the soul of our nation, you know?
Well, you're absolutely right. Where is the soul of our nation? And we're definitely going to find out. I believe that our soul of our nation is that's what we believe it is. I believe that people are still fans of the free market society. I don't believe necessarily that we are a country that is ready to be a Euro trash nation. I don't believe that at all. But we just have to. I mean, unfortunately, sometimes people need leaders. People need somebody to go ahead and stake out territory and say, you know what? Here's our leader and here's where we're going. Here's our direction. And I think that's what's going to happen. We're going to work very. You know what? And we're working very hard to get. Everybody's working very hard to get this done. I'm telling you, when you get over here, you're going to find such excitement amongst the delegates. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I did something last week that was so boring. I can't tell you how boring it was. I actually watched some of the C-SPAN of the rules stuff of the convention. That stuff is so dry. You have to sit in the bathtub. I mean, in order not to die from dehydration while you're watching it. It's so dry. But you know what was interesting? Some of the delegates, by the way they were addressing the folks, you could tell these are Tea Party folks. That were in this that are in delegations all over, all over. These are Tea Party folks, so there is already this influx and this melding of the establishment and the Tea Party and whatever. Because now at least we've understand that we've got a common goal. Our common goal, yeah. Although we may not agree on every single jot and tittle, but you know what? It's silly, Suzanne. Nobody agrees on every jot and tittle.
How can I say this? Even in their own house.
I mean, for that person who, you know, and I'm going to my listeners, that person who saw you naked this morning and all you're all together, y'all don't even agree on everything.
Exactly.
Well, you weren't going to say it like that. I can say it like that. I mean, they saw you with every wrinkle and blemish, and they were cool with it. And y'all aren't really.
And they still love you, yeah.
They still love you. So there isn't. I mean, this whole idea that we have to be that there needs to be some sort of purity and perfection is just insanity because people don't operate that way. You know what? We have a common goal, and the common goal is to restore America to a place that we can be proud of, that we can hand off to our children or grandchildren. That's our goal. So you know what? If you have the same goal as I do, you know what? And you're conservative, and so let's walk down this path together. And I think that's what we're starting to see, and it's exciting. It really is exciting.
It is. What I found exciting, I was because I'm I work with Mr. Kane and Bertie Marcus on Job Creator Solution, which is their new organization to help with the private sector and educating them on policies from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But I was over in. In Orlando on Wednesday for the Defending the Marriage organization, and Alveda King was there, and some great other Niger Ennis was there. and other people. It was great because there was such a mix of races, of different groups of people in there, all for one common purpose. And last night, the same way, there was multiple racial represented there. It was awesome. It was awesome. It's truly what America is for.
And we have decided that we're going to not only just talk about what America looks like, we're going to actually live what America looks like, and it is exciting. All right, listen, I have to take a little break. Are you
okay?
Get a little time. You're gonna hang on for a little bit.
Oh, I got time. Now that the day was cut off. So go
ahead. All right, well, hang on. All right, listen, we're going to take a little break and talk to Suzanne. Thanks for coming to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Many young women find themselves facing unexpected or unwanted pregnancies each year. They often feel they have nowhere to turn. Tiny Hands That Hold My Heart was written specifically to show these women that they are loved and that their baby is a gift from God and not a mistake. This is a book of hope and inspiration with a unique combination of encouraging words, high-resolution photography, and relevant scripture. The booklet illustrates a baby's growth and development in the mother's womb. More importantly, it reassures women that they are not alone in their situation and God is ever present. To learn more about the entire scope of this project or to ask questions, please visit tinyhandsbook.com. Once again, that address, tinyhandsbook.com. You can also write Tiny Hands Book, 4525 Motorsports Drive, Concord, North Carolina, 28027. All contributions are tax deductible.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repairs.
We're back with more of the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is, hang on a second here, I'm kind of adjust my thing here. My microphone, please, some of y'all, Anyway, we are here at Radio Row. They are at the Republican National Committee Convention being held here in Tampa, Florida, right this very moment. It's kind of a weird, day that the press is up. The press is up and operating, big time, and there's a lot of. It's even a situation where a lot of the press talking to a lot of the press, because the convention business is supposed to start at 2, which is in about a half an hour, and go to about 11 or 12. But due to the storm, the impending storm, which is not a storm at all, hell, it's not even raining. It's not even raining. I made a big point, like, oh, it's just going to be raining. Well, it's not even doing that. And what bothers me, and before I bring my friend Suzanne back, and what bothers me about all that is that they pumped this storm like it was going to be the storm of the frickin' century. It was a tropical storm, maybe a Cat 1 hurricane. Let me tell you, in a large scope of things, not that big a frickin' deal. Let me help you. Most people who live here will sleep through a Category 1, okay? Sleep through it. You know, that's just stupid. Now, the problem is that because nothing happened, like I said, that when we get something that we need to be concerned with, we won't be as concerned and people will get hurt. So there you go. Now I'm off that tirade, at least for now. I'm reserving the right to hop up on that soapbox at any moment, any time, for any reason. So, you know, it's frustrating. It's frustrating as heck. But anyway, that's where we are. So now I got a great view out the window of the to the Embassy Suites, and I'm basically what I'm seeing is some wind blowing, and it looks like it's like 20 mile an hour winds, but that's about it. It's going to be about 85 degrees and 25 mile an hour winds. It's like being in a freaking convection oven. That's what it's going to be like here. I did a short interview with the some folks from the Washington Times just a few minutes ago, and it was cool. And there's my friend Cousin Joyce. Hey, Cousin Joyce, I'm on the air. But Cousin Joyce works for TSRN, and they've been awesome, and we appreciate her, and we love her, and it's been amazing.
So you've been a pleasure to work with.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Really.
I had to say hey while people were listening. I had to say hey. Will do. But again, it's been great. All right, we're going to bring my friend Suzanne back. I'm going to see if we can get to the switchboard here. Yeah, look at that. It's working. Praise the Lord. I'm going to press the button and listen, and didn't bring down the internet. Look at that. Worked. Suzanne.
Yes, yes.
You're there.
Hey there. Having a hard time hearing you a little bit.
Is that better? Worse?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
So I think right now everybody, all the parents are very upset because the school shut down. That's what the big deal is here in Pinellas County.
Well, same thing in Hillsborough, and they just started last week, and this is the second week of school, and now we're shut down, and you know, and everybody got up this morning and said, for what? And I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm all about, you know, safety and blah blah blah. But you know, it's like we haven't done this before. It'd be different if we were all from freaking Montana. We've all done this before. I mean, even in a tropical storm situation, it rains worse at 4:30 in the afternoon sometime than it does in the middle of a tropical storm or even a Cat 1 hurricane. So, you know, come on, folks. Everybody around here acted like they're new here. Like, this is their first week here. And it just bothers me. Like, really? And I think it's more political than anything. It's political on the part of the Hillsborough County School District and the city of Tampa and to the RNC to a certain degree, because nobody wanted to, oh, they're having their thing and they don't even care about public safety. Shut up.
off chance that took a dive for Tampa Bay, then we'd have been in really bad trouble if we hadn't done anything. So I guess they were kind of in a lose-lose situation if they didn't do it. So.
I was going to come down here. I didn't care if it was raining or not. It didn't make any difference to me. I'd come out and sit outside.
Well, we're used to driving in this kind of weather. Having 50,000 other people from other states that is not so, that could have been enough to do so.
Yeah, the visitors, they've been freaking out. And I said, man up. I had a conversation with somebody today about hurricanes and earthquakes. And, you know, I said, here's the deal. Earthquakes happen in the middle of the night without you knowing about it. You know what? Hurricanes come from the coast of Africa and give you a week's notice. I'm like, how is that possible? How is that possible? You get a whole freaking week's notice and you still get killed? Come on.
Exactly.
Another self-inflicted wound.
Speaking of which, you've driven down around the convention center, obviously. How is the protesting situation going on in this wet weather?
Okay, let me. All I can relate to anybody is my own situation and my own story. So I had my kid drop me off. I called the TRNS folks and I said, "Where's our insertion point? Where can we get the closest to?" And they told me where that is over by the embassy. By the embassy and embassy suites, and I drove pretty much right under the backside of Channel Side, and got out of the car, and had my credentials on, and basically I'm telling you I walked through three checkpoints with credentials and my bag. Nobody asked to see what was in my bag. Nobody asked. Nobody asked to see what was in my bag. And then I waited for the little shuttle that brought me over here because I'm fat and I'm tired. So I got in the little shuttle, and we came over here right to the door of the convention center. Right to the door, up the escalator, and here. And no one's asked to see what was in my bag yet. Now, I did talk to somebody else.
Well, we can't guarantee that tomorrow because we were told everybody.
Yeah, I did talk to somebody who said that they nearly got strip searched this morning. So somebody else had. Maybe it's my honest face. You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's it. That was it, Lily.
Maybe it was my honest face. I didn't figure that guy's too fat and slow to run, so he ain't going. He's completely harmless. He's completely harmless. Other folks and I haven't walked around downtown yet. We're gonna leave here at about 4 or 5, and then we're gonna head off to the protest area. So the parade route's already been set up, and what we're thinking is if there's going to be conflict, there's going to be conflict soon, and it's going to be at the time where it's time for the protesters to go home. The city of Tampa has been very, very accommodating to the protesting areas, the protesters, by providing them a stage and lights and a sound system and porta potties and the whole nine. They've been very, very accommodating, but the restrictions are they can protest from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. At 8 p.m., they have to go to wherever they're going. Well, you know the joke, you know, it's closing time. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the heck up out of here. And I'm wondering if that's going to, I sort of get that if there's going to be a problem, it's going to be tonight, and if they're asked to leave. Now, the weather, the good thing about the hurricane and the hype is that a lot of people have decided not to get on airplanes and not to come down here. So the protest crowd is a little smaller than anticipated, but the I've never felt safer in a place in all my born days. I've never seen as many law enforcement officers in one place. If they can bring it, because I know that the folks from MacDill will be here in 35 seconds, and it's insane. I've seen sheriff's officers from Brevard County, from Leon County. I've seen all sorts of federal folks. It's been amazing. It's just crazy. Again, I have not felt safer ever in life. I've just not felt safer in life. So,
I know, driving across the bridge yesterday, the law enforcement was definitely there. You knew they were there, which was good. It made me feel better. I was just researching. Apparently, there was a protest parade yesterday in St. Pete, and the headline says, RNC protesters have no audience because there was nobody out there to see them protesting. It was great.
No, that's the thing. And it is a benefit to the whole storm thing is that nobody's out watching them. Because I think that a lot of folks I think that a lot of folks around here, it sounded like a gunshot just went off, but I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure somebody dropped it. It actually sounded like a big pan that somebody dropped down there. But anyway, no one's going out to see what they're talking about. You know, it's kind of a silly thing, is that you're protesting the TV cameras, and if the TV cameras don't show up, you're protesting to other protesters. It's silly. It's just silly. But you know, people will do whatever they want to do, and exactly. that's what's actually happening right now. I think you're right. I think tomorrow it'll crank up a little bit. Convention business will go on, and I think that it's really gonna crank up a little bit. But I really don't think it's gonna be as big a problem as they had in Minnesota, because these folks here, man, I'm telling you, this security force here is ready. They are not kidding. Yeah. They are not kidding. Although, you know what, I found out if you're nice to everybody, and you know, and I always compliment them, I always thank them, and I'm finding that everyone's being very cordial, and but I wouldn't want to cross any of these people. I just wouldn't want to cross them. I wouldn't want to piss them off, and Willie's not going to. You know, when all this is over on Thursday, they're going to say, that guy Willie was the nicest guy who came here all week.
Yeah, that's and they know that too. Yep.
That's my
law enforcement. So.
Yep.
But so no activity too much downtown, huh?
No, it's actually been pretty quiet. Bev yeah. McKay, thank you so much. I haven't seen Beverly from Kentucky in the chat room for a while. Welcome. It's actually pretty quiet. It's pretty quiet actually. Not much going on in this area again, because a lot of the conventioners, a lot of the delegates, have stayed out of the area because there's no reason for them to be here. So they are, they're in their hotels or deciding that maybe they will, you know, go to the beach and watch the big waves come in, or they'll go to Busch Gardens or whatever, or they're just hanging at their hotels enjoying the day. So there's, again, the only people who are down here are some of the elected officials, the wannabe elected officials, and the press. That's all that's happening downtown, and some protesters, I guess. That's all that's really happening down here. But I'm sure tomorrow will be different. Like I told the guy from the Washington Times, who I did a short interview with, basically said that a lot of these folks are just waiting for the after parties tonight. I know I am. I'm going to Marco Rubio's party at 10 o'clock. Yeah, me, the old man, 51, going to a party that starts at 10 freaking o'clock. I guess I'm going to be there from like 10 to 10:30 before I go home and go to bed.
tell us a little bit about some of the events that are going on, because I know hopefully I'll get some good tickets to the Trace Atkins concert tomorrow night. But what are you hearing, huh?
Something I want everybody to know about, and I'm going to take a break, that I want everybody to know about. If you're in the area, if you happen to be listening to the show on the Willie Lawson Show app, because we're going to upload the show to the app here as soon as we're done. If you're listening to the show on the app, tomorrow at Stetson College of Law, I'm in St. Pete. There's a lot of, you know, and there's a lot of buses headed over that direction. We're going to have a panel discussion, the Law and Legacy Forum, and the topic is the African-American community and the Republican Party from a historic perspective. On the panel will be Dr. Carol M. Swain, and she's a law professor at Vanderbilt. We're going to have Tim Johnson, who is the founder of the Frederick Douglass Republicans. And we're going to have C.O. Bryant, of course, the creator of Runaway Slave. And a former NAACP operative, I use that word because that's how they behave, who has let God speak to him in a real way and is doing great things for the conservative movement. They will be on that panel. It's a discussion that you don't want to miss. It's just gonna be off the chain. Truth will be told tomorrow, and if you guys want to get tickets, you can go to, again, if you especially listen to on the app, you should go to cpgevents2.eventbrite.com, and that's bright with a B-R-I-T-E. So, again, ppgevent2.eventbrite.com, and you can get tickets, or you can go to my page and you can find out. So it's that event is, I think from a historic perspective and from an excitement perspective, there may not be a concert there, Trace Atkins or anybody, but I think that I think people are going to hear things at that forum that they have never, ever, ever heard before. It's going to change the dynamic. It's going to change the entire dynamic of how people really think this is all going to work. It's going to answer a lot of questions that we always get about African Americans and the Republican Party. There will be very little mention of black people ought to be Republicans because Martin Luther King was. That sort of surfacey kind of approach is going to be completely dispelled, and you're really going to hear the real history, and you're going to hear the current integration of how the African American community is being addressed by the Republican Party and to the Republican Party. So it's going to be off the chain. It's going to be absolutely off the chain, and you just don't want to frickin' miss it. If you're just, you know, and if you're a delegate who's listening to the show on the William Lawson Show app, again, this is just going to be uploaded to that as soon as we're done. You really, really want to get there. And if you're listening and if you're just in the area, you really, really want to get there. It's going to be something that's completely, completely earth-shattering in a lot of ways. So there you go. So that's where I won't get to be there because I'll be here doing this. But I'm with our friend Eddie Adams and Frank DuBose and the folks at Ebony Elephant putting this event on. The folks at the New Central Republican Club are involved. That's our premier event this week. So I'm excited about that. That's on Wednesday over at the Stetson College of Law over in St. Pete.
It's
a Wednesday event.
There's also a
VIP luncheon if you want to go hang out beforehand. Because everybody's got a book, and I know that Dr. Swain has a book that she's promoting, and I think CL does as well. So it's going to be very, very exciting. And CL's going to be on the show this week, and as well as Dr. Swain. They're both going to be on the show. So it's going to be a fantastic week. Fantastic.
I am so jealous. I want to meet CL's friend so much. So
yeah,
that is a treat.
He's an amazing individual, absolutely amazing individual. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Willow Austin Show right after these messages. It's been so much fun. And, golly, and the first, my Lord, the first hour is almost up. Can you imagine? We're almost at the end of the first hour. All right, listen, we'll be back with more of the Willow Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and the WillowAustinShow.com website right after these messages.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Many young women find themselves facing unexpected or unwanted pregnancies each year. They often feel they have nowhere to turn. Tiny Hands That Hold My Heart was written specifically to show these women that they are loved and that their baby is a gift from God and not a mistake. This is a book of hope and inspiration with a unique combination of encouraging words, high-resolution photography, and relevant scripture. The booklet illustrates a baby's growth and development in the mother's womb. More importantly, it reassures women that they are not alone in their situation and God is ever present. To learn more about the entire scope of this project or to ask questions, please visit tinyhandsbook.com. Once again, that address, tinyhandsbook.com. You can also write Tiny Hands Book, 4525 Motorsports Drive, Concord, North Carolina, 28027. All contributions are tax deductible.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you could stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271. 2972-71 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
All right, we're back with the More of the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. Ben, it's been a guest. Thank you to my friend Suzanne Moore for coming on for a bit. And looking forward to seeing you and giving you a big hug when you get over here. We've got the Wranglers going on, so we're setting up an interview. I don't believe in jinxes, but I don't want to screw it up by announcing it and getting you all jacked up about it and then it not happening. So we're going to have an interview. We're going to bring somebody in about 2:30. So just hang on. Again, this is all unfolding. And again, it's really noisy in here, I understand. So if you have trouble hearing me, deal. Because it's just not going to get any quieter. I can't go to the quiet. I'm going to go to the quiet side of Radio Row. We're just going to go somewhere where it's really quiet. No, there's no such thing. There's lots and lots of activity, and it's very, very cool, actually. It's a Super Bowl. You know, it's interesting. We talked about the storm and all that other stuff, but the president is doing an interview. Now, he's had the president of the United States. You know that guy? Yeah, he's had two interviews this year, two. He's done two press conferences at the White House, two, for the press corps, two. How many? Two. Can you say two for me? Can I get a two from the congregation? Two. And right now he's ready to do an interview with a magazine. So do you think it's like the magazine may be, I don't know, Newsweek, Time? These are all pro Obama magazines. You think? You think he might be ready to do maybe with the Wall Street Journal? townhall.com maybe? Nope. The president is getting ready to give a one-on-one interview to Glamour magazine. Okay, you can close your mouth because I know people are eating lunch around you and it's disgusting. Close your mouth. Yes, Glamour magazine. In an article in Politico today, another push in President Barack Obama's soft media strategy unearthed this morning by WWD's Eric Mazza. Editor-in-Chief Cindy Levy flew to Portland, Oregon last month to sit down with the president for an interview that will appear in the magazine's November issue. It is not the first time Obama has sat down with Glamour. He did so in 2008, along with John McCain, but it's his first time as a sitting president. Glamour pitched them on a big audience, saying, said Washington editor Linda Kramer, Jennings, "There's a lot of attention being paid to young women voters," Jennings said, "and that's the third card that opens the door. It took 5 months to lock down some FaceTime." Jennings and Levy asked the president about women's health care, among other topics, even though the interview took place before the recent uproar of the comments about rape by Todd Akin, which was just stupid stuff. But, you know, the president is talking to Glamour. Glamour. Folks, let's look at this. Let's look at how this is going to work out. And who the president is talking to. Is he talking to the serious people? No, because the serious people have made up their mind. The serious folks have already made up their mind. The serious folks have decided that, you know what, we need to make a change. So he's talking to the people that we refuse to talk to, that we refuse to interface with, that are engaged in pop culture. And I know I keep talking about pop culture, and nobody who listens to the show likes it when I talk about pop culture, but I'm telling you that there is a large contingent of independent voters that exist only in pop culture. That's where they are. That's where their heads are. That's where their butts are. That's where their hearts are. That's where their wallets are. That's where they are. Now, John McCain speaking to Glamour magazine, trying to get hip to pop culture, is ridiculous. I think Mitt Romney talking to pop culture is ridiculous, but I don't think Paul Ryan talking to pop culture and talking to and talking to Glamour readers is a bad idea. Now, I am not suggesting, the first thing that came to mind, of course, is that maybe we should get Paul Ryan while performing some P90X insanity on the cover of Glamour magazine. Although I believe that will work. As a matter of fact, I'm sure of it. I'm sure Paul Ryan, you know, who's got to be cut up right now, who's got to be cut up, if he's doing P90X Insanity, dude has got to be cut up. So I'm thinking that getting him on the cover of Glamour magazine is not a bad idea. But by the same token, there's nothing dignified about it. It is straight up pandering. But you know, here's the deal, and I always get back to this when I'm talking about Republicans. Do we want to win? Do you want to win? Do you want to win? And are you, like Democrats, are you willing, and liberals and these other folks, are you willing to do whatever it takes to win? Now, there wasn't anybody who ran the last time who I thought that you should be, cut up on the cover. I mean, John McCain shouldn't be cut up on. It's not cut up on the cover of Glamour magazine. And Barack Obama, tall, blah blah blah. You know, good looking guy, young guy. Yeah, maybe he can pull it off. But you know what? Joe Biden can't. And I don't think Joe could pull it off. I don't think Barack could pull it off. And I don't think that Mick could pull it off. But I dang on sure think, and I know this is stupid, I dang on sure think that Paul Ryan, all cut up on the cover of Glamour magazine, wins votes. Now, I know that sounds terrible, but you know what? I don't know about you. I want to win. You know, when Ned Ryan was on the show, Ned said to me, and he said to all of you, that, you know what, politics is policy. Those who win elections get to decide what policy is. So how badly do you want to win? And I always go back to the Republican Party. Like, I'm not so sure they want to win. I'm just not that doggone sure that they're concerned about winning. But as soon as I heard about this, I'm like, hey Paul, let's get some pictures of you doing that P90X insanity thing. With shirt or without shirt? Without. Are you cut up? Because I know he's cut up. Let's get this freaking done. Let's get it done. All right, we're at the top of the hour. Thanks so much for coming to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break. We appreciate you. We appreciate everybody there. Listen, we still got some expenses going on. If you want to help the Will Austin Show with parking and some other things that are going on down here, you're welcome to. Just go to the WillAustinShow.com website and click the donate button at the top of the page. I'd appreciate it. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone.
I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors. Multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine. doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillAustinShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much. We're back with the Willie Lost Show here. We are working here on Radio Row with some folks. And you know what? And the cool thing is that we talked about a little earlier. We talked about what's exciting about all this is that everybody is so open. There's so much going on here. And because there isn't any convention, quote, business going on today, we're getting access to some great folks. As a matter of fact, just stopping by the table here is Marita Noon. She is the author of Energy Freedom, The Role of Energy in Your Life and How Environmental Control is Used. Now, we've talked about this before on this show. We talked about that at the center of all this insanity is basically energy.
It is.
You know, it's about who controls.
It's a great time because Mitt Romney's energy plan was just released on Thursday in my home state of New Mexico.
Awesome.
And so I'm excited that he's brought energy kind of to the forefront with that position.
You know, because this is how I got into all this. I got into all this when and you remember a little bit ago, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in Congress decided they did not want to take up the American Energy Act.
Yes.
Which was they said everything they wanted. It talked about solar and blah 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 and hamster power. It talked about everything. And she basically said, "I'm going to my book here. I'm out of here," and got in her jet.
Using a lot of energy, I think.
And then split.
Yes.
And so I got into this, and I kind of learned in that's really the crux of all this. How do you think that the candidate's energy policy is really going to, for me, it makes a difference. How is it going to make a difference to the average American?
Well, it should make a lot of difference to the average American, because what we have is we have gasoline prices currently going up. And yet when gasoline prices go up, the average American squawks at those mean, awful oil companies. But we also have electricity prices going up. And we don't see that as drastically because the gasoline prices are posted on the corner and you drive by them every day and you see them change day in and day out. But electricity prices you don't see. And many of us, myself included, don't even look at the bill. It just gets charged to my credit card every month, and I don't even look at it. So I'm not even cognizant, even though I'm in this business, of what my electricity rates are. But they are going up drastically, and they're going up currently 100% because of this government's policies. And so people, when they see their electric rates going up as much as 25 to 50%, they should be squawking at President Obama and his administration because they're 100% responsible for the energy prices of electricity. Now, gasoline is priced on a global market. So honestly, there's not a huge amount President Obama can do to change the price of gasoline. There are some things he could do, and we can talk about it if you want. But the electricity prices are 100% driven by this administration's policies. And I believe Mitt Romney's policies will change that.
Well, you make an interesting point about gasoline. It's global. There's some things. And we see that. You know what? I'm the guy who does look at his electric bill. And here it shows how the number of kilowatt hours used this month, last year. And I look at the number of kilowatt hours. And you know, we're living in the house like we're camping.
Yes, because you're not using it, you're turning everything off.
Exactly.
In my house, I live in New Mexico where we do have snow, and I have snow on the ground at my house from the end of October to the 1st of March. And
yeah.
I heat my house to 58 degrees because, frankly, that's all I can afford.
That's not heating.
When I come back from work or home from work, I make up the difference to, you know, make it tolerable with a pellet stove. And so, you know, I feel the pain of that, and I turned down, you know, everything I can turn down to keep it reasonable. Exactly. You're living in your house like you're camping. I like that.
It's insane. And right, and nobody's looking at the administration saying, wait a minute, how come these prices are going up? We are, and you're right. We see gas prices at the local Piggly Wiggly. We see that.
Yes.
But these other prices are being affected by the lack of energy policy by this administration.
Well, you know, this administration has an energy policy. Let me tell you what it is. This administration's energy policy is the antithesis of what made America great. Think about big successful companies such as Costco and Walmart. They've been successful on a model of use more but pay less.
Sounds good to me.
This administration's energy policy is use less
and pay more.
Pay more. That is his energy policy. Use less, but pay more. Isn't that exciting?
That's great. And I'm looking forward to having my car with a big windmill on top.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to work.
Hopefully we're going to have a new president. We can have a different energy policy in this country real soon.
And what part of which environmental groups are they all in cahoots? Because they're people who are that he's aligned with and he's aligned himself with all along. And I know they visit the White House on a regular basis.
Yes, yes.
I mean they just wave at the guard and say, hey, it's me again. They just go on in. Go on in there. Have a good time. In the meantime, because what I'm really worried about, I'll tell you what, Marita, what I'm really worried about in the meantime is that here's what's going to happen in November. November 7th, we're going to find out that Mitt Romney won the election. Yay, we're going to be all happy.
Hoping so.
And then what happens on November 8th is that these folks that we're talking about double and triple down the craziness, because that's been their M.O.
It has been their M.O.
They never back off. They always go, well, if we obviously need some more of that.
Well, that's why they've been pushing so hard right now, particularly through the EPA, because I believe they feel the winds of change shifting, and they believe that Obama is going to be out, and so they're trying to get everything rammed down they can right now. And, you know, the Sierra Club has had an anti-coal campaign for a number of years. Well, a few weeks back, they introduced the No More Dirty Gas campaign. I believe it's called Beyond Natural Gas. Yes, that's what it is, Beyond Natural Gas campaign. And they're now trying to shut down natural gas production in America. And natural gas production in America is our wonderful, new, abundant resource that we have through a technology called horizontal hydraulic fracturing.
Yes.
And hydraulic fracturing has been used in this country for 60 years. We never heard a thing about it. But all of a sudden, the abundance of natural gas has totally changed the entire energy landscape. And with it, it has dashed the hopes of wind and solar ever having cost parity. Because, you see, the environmentalists were working to shut down coal because they could say it's nasty. But all along they've been saying, but natural gas, even Nancy Pelosi, you mentioned her at the beginning of our little chat.
We love
she's
her.
On record as saying, I think natural gas is a wonderful alternative to fossil fuels. I have a clip of that on my website. And, you know, but that's truly what she said. I think natural gas is, you know, so we've been touting natural gas as the alternative for so long. But now that we have such abundance of it, that the prices come down, that wind and solar are never going to have cost parity, which is the environmentalist dream. So now they have to find a way to kill natural gas. And an attack on horizontal hydraulic fracturing is how they're doing it, through the EPA.
Because we've been told that we're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas.
And we are. We are.
I mean,
and of course, we're the Saudi Arabia of coal, and we also have a huge abundance of uranium in this country. Huge abundance of uranium. Virginia, the state of Virginia, has the seventh largest known ore body in the world. New Mexico and Wyoming fight for which one of us has the largest recoverable reserves of uranium in the country. So we have vast amounts of that. And an interesting thing to point out, Willie, is that when you think about renewable energy, particularly wind and solar, if you talk to someone, are you going to be at the Democrat convention?
Yeah.
So if you're there and you have someone sit down like me, and you say to them, well, tell me, why do we need renewable energy? Why do we need wind and solar? And I will bet you that at least one of the answers they will give you is, oh, it's about energy independence. We need energy independence. Well, think about it. Wind and solar produce electricity.
Yes.
And in this country, we are already electricity independent. We have enough coal, we have enough natural gas, and we have enough uranium to supply our electric needs for centuries. So why do we need more expensive wind and solar? It's total nonsense.
But you know, it's not always about that.
Because, oh, I do know that, yes.
Because I always go back to, well, that's great. As long as those big steamships that move things from one side of the planet to the other will work on wind, that'll be great.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that they don't.
Well, you know, they did have sailing vessels, and they were replaced a long time ago because they were not as efficient as the modern diesel or, you know, nuclear-powered engine.
And all the train stuff that they want, a lot of those diesel-electric trains, it's diesel first.
Yes, and you said diesel-electric. So where does electric, you know, come from in general? It's baffling that the very same people who are pushing electric cars are the ones who are trying to make electricity more expensive.
I've said that forever. I had a conversation with Rick Baker, who's the former mayor of St. Pete, and I said, you know what? All you're really doing is plugging this thing into a coal-fired plant.
Exactly. You've just displaced the tailpipe. That's all. Out there instead of in
that's
here.
That's what I
that's
thought.
That's all you've done. I knew I loved you, Willie.
Am I really that stupid? No, I'm not. That's all you're
but
really
see,
doing.
But most people just don't look at it, and the environmentalists, through the mainstream media, have had the bully pulpit. They've got the bully pulpit of the White House, and they're pushing that specific agenda. And when you look deeper at it, you have to question, why are they trying to have a country that has less energy? If you look at my little card I gave you there, Willie and the rest of you that are listening, you can visualize this because you've all seen it. There's a picture here that Willie's looking at of the Korean Peninsula at night, a satellite photo of the Korean Peninsula at night. And those of you, I'm sure you've all seen it on television, but you look at the North Korean part, and it's black. The South Korean part is bright with energy. Well, you know, the North Korean part is communism. They don't have freedom. The South Korean part is a free market, democratic, developed country, and they have freedom. And where we're headed in this country is that controlled position rather than the freedom. And that's why my book, Energy Freedom, if you look closely at it there, Willie, you can see there's kind of a meta message in the title. Kind of behind the title it says, take away energy and
take
you
away
take,
freedom.
Away
take
freedom.
Away freedom.
But the title to Google on Amazon.com or look up is Energy Freedom.
Energy Freedom, that's by Marita Noon. You really want to get this book because the idea is that you have to understand that if energy doesn't work, if energy doesn't happen, if we're not independent in a real way with resources we have right here, we're done.
And we have an abundance of it. I have a new column out today on townhall.com. It's just up today, talking about Mitt Romney's energy plan. And rather than analyze all 21 pages of his energy plan, what I've done is kind of take a broad view of how his policy could bring foreign investment into this country. Because we have a lot, there's a lot of money sitting out there that companies are investing in really risky places. For example, ConocoPhillips has just pulled out of Russia. Russia has just slapped BP's wrist with a big fine, and what they've done to BP in Russia is shaking up the entire global investment community. Nigeria, Shell has just moved, has just sold at a loss. Shell has just sold their onshore resources in Nigeria because of the theft and the unstable economy and the various problems doing business in a risky country.
Yes.
In Argentina, the Spanish energy company Repsol, the Argentinian government just nationalized. They just took over like Maxine Waters wants to do with the energy companies in America.
Oh, we played that.
They have just nationalized the flagship company, Repsol, Argentinian, which is their YPF branch. They've just nationalized that. In South Africa, they're talking about nationalizing coal mines that are owned by a London-based company.
Wow.
These companies are doing business in risky places because that's where they can do business. They can't do business right now in America. But I believe Mitt Romney's energy plan is like rolling out the red carpet to those people and saying, bring your money to America. Bring your money and all the good-paying jobs that go with it. Bring your investment dollars to America. And energy has a huge role to play in turning this country's economy around.
I think you're absolutely right. Again, and energy is where I got in. I got in. It wasn't just gas prices. And for all my Ron Paul fans, it's a sovereignty issue, folks.
It is a sovereignty issue. And you know what? We have abundant resources in this country. I mentioned oil, gas, uranium, coal. We also have copper. We have tungsten. We have rare earths. All kinds of things that are essential to energy development, and we're not allowed to use them under this administration.
Well, I guess it's time to change the administration.
You think so?
I think so.
I'm thinking so.
Rita, thank you ever
really
so much for coming by. It's awesome. I appreciate you.
I hope we can talk again.
And we will. And again, folks, you got to get the book, Energy Freedom. I'm Rita Noon. You can get it on Amazon. Go there now. Don't play around. You're already on the internet. Just go do it. Don't be messing around. Just go do it. You can read her column on townhall.com, and we love townhall.com around here.
Just Google my name, Marina Noon, townhall.com, and you'll find it.
Awesome. Well, thank you ever so much.
Thanks,
again,
Willie. Appreciate it.
Have a fantastic week and enjoy.
I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, that's Marina Noon. Listen, and that's what's happening around here, folks. That's the energy. If you think there's not energy here, if you think that a little bit of rain has dampened the energy here, let me help you. You are wrong. You're wrong. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show right after these messages.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-663-0965. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-663-0965. That's 800-663-0965. Again, 800-663-0965.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what? Huh?
What? Hold on.
What'd you say? Wait a sec, Mom.
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family.
To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right.
Back. There you go. We are back with the Lynn Lawson Show here at Radio Row, the RNC. That was Marita Noon, and I love her. She is excited and excitable about energy. You know, we talked about, you know, again, if you go back to 2008, we got into this on this show through the Don't Go movement and all that stuff because of energy. Because of what's happening in energy, and we've been able to look at this administration and see what this administration has been all about, and what their what their real plans are, and what the real treatment of this country is through energy, and the people who get the who has the president's ear in these things. Listen, and you need to get this book, Energy Freedom. It is available on Amazon. Marita Noon, Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy. You can go to responsibleenergy.org. That's responsibleenergy.org. I just had a guest come by and just kind of throw me off because it's awesome to be here. It really is. Responsibleenergy.org. Energy makes America great. You can go to energymakesamericagreat.org. You can call them at 505-239-8998. You can follow Marita Noon on Twitter at Energy Rabbit. And you can go to her Facebook page. That's facebook.com/EnergyRabbit. Again, you can check her. You can check her out. She has energy issues column every Sunday on townhall.com. Energy makes America great. There you go. That's Marita Noon in her new book, Energy Freedom. It's available on Amazon. Get there and get it right now. Just go ahead and get it. Go ahead and do it. Stop screwing around and go ahead and do it. Wow, that wow. We're also going to talk about here. We should have another guest come in very very soon. Kevin Jackson's in the house, by the way. So anyway, we should be having another guest come by really really soon. But in the meantime, I want to have a discussion. Charlie Crist, the ex governor of the state of Florida, the ex Republican, has decided to endorse one Barack Obama for president, saying that of course he is the he's the guy. It is the wildest thing ever, and we definitely have to have that discussion, because you know this is the guy who was the Republican and then became the independent, and we all knew that this guy is headed to the Democrat Party. We all knew that. We're not surprised by it, and it's really really kind of a shame that it's gotten to this point. But you know what? We have to stay on point. We have to stay on task, and you know what? And that's kind of what we're doing. That's kind of what we're doing here. And we're talking to some folks who are ready to stay on task, ready to get the job done, because outside of our own political yummies that we get out of all this, it's the future of the country, and that's not hyperbole. It really is. It's people say that, oh, you're just being hyperbolic and over the top. No, not at all, really. And I think a lot of times I get in trouble because I understate things. This is a real problem that I'm not understating anything, this is not hyperbole. It isn't. It's the real deal. What we have been doing, and it started in 2010. We started getting involved in the kind of elections and I think that we need to get involved in. You know what? And I've always said that, and I will I'll continue to say, hey, how y'all doing? Whenever you're ready. That we've got to start looking. That we have got to start looking at these House races all over the country, because these House races are races that are local races with national implications. Local races with national implications, and I think that that is so very important. We're going to have a young man who is who just ran and won in 2010 and is running again for the U.S. House. And is part of that new House push. He's going to be on in just a little bit. They're getting set up. But in the meantime, let's talk about Charlie Crist. Let's talk about what this means, what this actually means, that Charlie Crist has come out, the former governor of the state of Florida, doing it this week. This week has come out and has decided to endorse one Barack Obama. I think it's interesting, but I think it's going to have any real effect on what actually happens. Probably not. I just can't see that it's going to have any real effect on what actually happens. I think that Barack Obama coming out. Charlie Crist coming out with his personal endorsement of President Obama. What that actually ends up doing is that actually, I know for the Republicans who are around here, that energized, absolutely, positively energized Republicans in this area, because they're more they're more fired up than ever. They are more fired up than ever, because part of the idea is we hate that. Charlie Crist, we hate that something, and I think that I really do. It's incredible. It is absolutely incredible that that he would come out with this during the convention that's here in his state. I think that's amazing. I think that's a mistake. I really do. I think that it's a mistake. I think that he screwed this up. It could have only been worse for the Democrats this week had Joe Biden come into town. And I'm not thanking God for a storm, but it's definitely interesting that the storm was the reason that Joe Biden has decided not to come into Florida this week. He has not decided to come into Florida this week because somehow that it would have been too much for his security and all the security for what they have to do and watch him and the storm, blah blah blah. And so he decided that he is not going to come in, and that is. Lovely. That is lovely. All right, I got to hand it a Polifact.com. Polifact, free settle it app will resolve the dinner table argument. There's a new app from the folks at Polifact called Settle It, and you can go there and you can that way you can get it settled and you don't have to worry about who has the all those dinner table arguments about this or that. You can go to Polifact and settle it. So if you think that somebody's lying and because they said some crazy stuff, you can download that app at Polifact and get it all done. And that app's available on Android and iPhone. It's called Settle It. Thanks for the Polifact.com folks for coming in and handing me that. We appreciate that. But in any case, that's the craziness. I'm watching the Democrat Party sort of implode. I think they're imploding. I think that they are so worried about this whole Ryan thing that they've got Ryan derangement syndrome, and they are absolutely imploding Again, the president's interview was glamour. You see that Joe Biden was supposed to come here during the convention. You see that the First Lady, Michelle Obama, is going to be on Letterman this week. They are positioning themselves in the mainstream media to do as much oppo research as, I mean, oppo, not research, but opposition media as possible. They're completely imploding. It isn't like the team that has won the championship and is coming to the game in confidence. It's like the people who are saying, you know what, we don't even know how we got here. We backed into the playoffs and we are scrapping. That's what we're seeing here, and there is a desperation that you know what, and if you're a supporter of the president, you ought to be kind of worried. You really ought to be a little worried that your team is not confident about any of this. They're just not confident, and we're really, we're really, really worried about. Will your team be able to, the Obama team, be able to put this together? It's obvious that they're not going to catch lightning in a bottle again. They're not. We've already seen almost 4 years of what the Obama administration has in store. Somebody asked me the other day, well, what's Mitt Romney going to do? Well, you know what? And the only answer that I had for him off the top of my very head was, he's, you know what, as long as he doesn't do what Barack Obama's doing, you know what, I can work with that. You know, I can work with that. I can work with that because, again, we've already seen the direction that the country's going in right now, and we want and it's time to pull out. It's time to say, you know what, we need a new coach. We need a new coach because we can't continue in this direction. If you want to get in on this conversation, give us a call at 626-200-3246. I saw that somebody called early, and I wasn't able to get to them during the conversation I had with Marita Noon. And that's Marita Noon's new book, Energy Freedom. It's off the chain. And it's really, really at the crux of all of our energy needs. It really is. And somebody wrote in the chat room that natural gas could save America. We've got plenty of it. You know what? We can, you know, and it isn't just electricity when you're talking about natural gas. It isn't just electricity. It's also that we can run vehicles. You can run vehicles, and the best thing about what comes out of the tailpipe from natural gas is water. That's the best thing that happens when you burn natural gas. You get water that comes out of the tailpipe. That's the most exciting thing there. So you actually, with natural gas, get all the things that the environmentalists want, or at least say they want. When all you have to do is, I mean, and all it is that you're saying, well, my car doesn't run off natural gas. Well, the kits for switching out your car to natural gas are really fairly inexpensive, and you get that money back within a year or two. It's amazing. And forget that the environmental, that you don't have the big environmental hit. You don't. It's an amazing fuel. But Marita said, that the problem now is that with natural gas, some of the other pet projects of the left, like solar and wind, and I've said here that I'm all about solar where solar works, but solar and wind, their pet projects will never get to the point where they are cost effective. If you're really starting to use natural gas for running your car and making electricity, those pet projects of the left never really get off the ground, and they can't have that. So they're going to attack coal. They're going to attack natural gas. And you know what? And who they're really attacking? They're attacking you. They're attacking you and your way of life, the things that you like to do, that you enjoy doing. They're making your country weaker by making you weaker. Why? Because if everything's more expensive, then you can't spend money on other things. It's an all-around plan to make you weaker and them stronger. Listen, we'll be back with more of the Lil Austin Show right after these minutes.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-663-0965. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-663-0965. That's 800-663-0965. Again, 800-663-0965.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This entire piece of music was played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you could stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can be become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-72.
I wasn't wishing
thank you ever so much for coming to the Willie Loxton Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here on Radio Row at the RNC Convention, and it's been a fabulous Monday. And you know what? And for some of the things that we've set up that I'm not going to tell you about, it's just going to be better tomorrow. I'm just stoked. It's going to be better tomorrow. I am so excited. Randy Forbes just came by and said hello, and there's some other folks who are in the house. It's just an amazing time. You know what? And we're going to be done here today in about 14 minutes. It's so funny. I don't want to leave the environment. I really don't. But we're going to. We're going to do some Ustream. We're charging the phone. We're going to do some Ustream down in the protest area at about 7:30 to see what happens down there. So we're going to be fully engaged all day. Again, I want to thank Marita Noon for coming on today. It's been great. We got more interviews set up for tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. It's just going to be great. I'd like to thank the Talk Radio News Service folks. They have been awesome, helpful. And when there is so much going on, and I mean, the news cameras are here, interviews are taking place. As you can hear, this place is like a three-ring circus. That ought to be the music playing in the Muzak. It's just insane. But it's been good. But it's really been good. All right. Listen, if you are, again, if you're listening to this and you are in town and you're listening to the Willie Loxton Show, the Willie Loxton Show app, which is, and we're going to upload this in just a little bit. We're going to upload it in just a little bit as soon as we're done. You'll know where I am all the time. You'll know what's going on, and you'll be able to. Again, if you're going to be in the area, you'll be able to contact me. If you're a delegate, we are over in the conventions. We're over in the convention center, which is right now because of the. There really isn't any convention business, which is the hotbed right now of activity. Just a hotbed of activity. It's just crazy. And the shows are being switched out here on talk radio. I don't know if I see Armstrong's or not, but I might. But again, we're going to be able to interface a lot more with folks as the day goes on. Tomorrow will be a full day of convention business. They will be back on schedule. The plan was to whatever they missed today, they were going to be able to. You know, we've got all sorts of special people walking around here. You know, people walking by me just waving like I ain't gonna talk to them. Hey,
oh man!
I saw you on Facebook.
Come on, brother. You called me, what, 3 days ago?
I did.
See, and I answered your call, and I told you if I was going to be here, I'd look you up, and then I'm here.
Well, you know, but I had to make, you know, we got to make sure it happens, though.
Well, look, I barely made it. I was in Steamboat Springs. It was me, Michelle Bachman, Ambassador Bolton. We were doing an event up there, and then I got the notification that they might cancel my flight. That's why I was telling you I'm up and down.
Oh, you were stuck there.
I was stuck, right.
Wow.
And then, so I ended up flying back to St. Louis. I was flying straight from Steamboat to here. When we originally talked, I thought, well, I'm not sure. So then I canceled it when you talked to me, and I said, well, now I'm not sure. So then I get back, and they said, no, it looks like it's veering off, you know, to go hit them Negroes in New Orleans. So.
And I can't, you see, old Kevin Jackson can be saying, talking about some hitting Negroes in New Orleans. Now, there's no way that any of our contemporaries,
white contemporaries,
can get away with a,
white folks,
get away with a blast like.
But hey, man, isn't that the fun part of being a black conservative? We are the most oppressed group in the country, yet we can talk much smack.
We can. You know what? I talked to somebody today and talking about, well, what are they going to do about, you know, the condition of black neighborhoods? And said, people need to stop shooting themselves. you know, the problem in the black community is all most of it's self-inflicted.
It is, it is.
Or it's blaming the victim. Well, that's who else do you blame for a self-inflicted wound from
right.
the victim?
Right, right.
Now, white people, y'all can't say that.
But call me
and I'll say it for you.
That's right. And that's why, you know, your voice down here, congratulations, by the way, on doing, you know, moving up, is important. And he's building these national voices, man. But let me tell you, there are so many people out there, being honest, that I don't think, as much as they know it's needed, I don't find them fighting for it. I find them almost, like, resenting the idea that there's this other side of things that needs to be told. And it's the truth be told.
I agree.
And enough is enough, because the reason we've gotten into this mess is we've let the victims, I mean the self-inflicted victims, continue to say, okay, I'm going to shoot myself again. You give me some more money, you know?
Yeah.
And the white folks are ready to dish it out without getting any sanity. And it's us going, wait a minute now. Let me just explain it. Brother shot himself.
And they put Plusco in jail for shooting himself.
Right. So, you know, we got to start doing this. And when I see, you know, guys like yourself moving up, I'm happy. I'm not secretly happy. I'm openly happy.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man. Seriously. That. So when you were calling me about the event, by the way, I saw the event. The event's still happening, right? Is Herman?
The Tuesday event's not happening, but the Wednesday event with CL and Tim Johnson and Dr. Swain over at College of Law is happening. It's going to be a panel discussion about the Republican Party and the African-American community from a historic perspective. That's going to be ridiculous.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm gone. I leave on Wednesday because I've been traveling for 4 days leading up to this. Got home for 6 hours and hit the road again. So who knows what's happening in my joint. You know what I mean? House parties. And I don't have no secret cameras and stuff.
I don't know. I might put some of them in because people get crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I have to have somebody swing by and check it out. Check out my house. Check out my crib. Maybe I'll just Google it. Google lets you get right down into the backyard.
That's
now,
scary
man.
Stuff, though.
It is. And what was funny, I saw the Google. Have you seen the truck?
Yeah.
I've seen that truck. Hey, let me grab this, man, because this is my place where I'm going to stay today. Hey,
all
Joe.
Right. Okay. Kevin Jackson is here of Black Spear. He's getting a call because he's trying to find somewhere to live. Black people being homeless, Black conservatives being homeless is a very bad thing. But no, we're talking. That's what it's all about, man. That's what this is all about, man. This is about community, and it was good to see Kevin as he's walking up and down the hallway. I was able to snatch him over for a minute. And we're gonna find, and when he gets off the phone, we're gonna find out what he's up to. Again, he's leaving Wednesday. We're gonna find out what he's doing tomorrow, and then maybe able to talk to us about about important things like Black Sphere. Hey, listen, man.
Thanks, Willie.
Thank you, man.
You're doing great work, brother.
I appreciate you so much. All right, he's got to run, but that's kind of the groove here. That's kind of the vibe that's happening on Radio Row. And we'd like to thank Kevin Jackson and Black Spear for dropping by and saying, "Hey, we appreciate him greatly. He's doing great work." And you know what? And if you don't know anything about that, you need to. You're like Kevin Jackson. Who's Kevin Jackson? And what is Black Sphere? Well, find out. Because, you know, and like you said, Black conservatives are some of the most oppressed people in this whole deal. But we get to talk to most, I love that. We get to talk the most smack. We get to be the most honest. And we get to fight for it. So there you go. This is we're going to take a short break before the end of the show. We'll be right back with more of the Willie Lawson Show right after these messages.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-663-0965. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-663-0965. That's 800-663-0965. Again, 800-663-0965.
Thank you ever so much for coming to the Will Austin Show. We're going to take a call. We only got about 3 minutes to go, but we're going to take a call from the 954. I'm going to try to. Let me hit the button again. There you go. Again, thanks for calling the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. What is it that we can do for you today?
Willie, I had to call you, man. I had to call you before the show ended.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I can definitely hear a lot of toys in the background there. Looks like you're having a good time at the RNC that didn't happen today.
I am having a great time, Bob. It's just great. I just got noticed that as soon as I'm done, we're having a roundtable discussion with Mitch McConnell. So I was told to, the second I'm done is grab my handheld and run over there, and I get to ask a question of the majority leader. So I am stoked. I really am. I've been here since about 9 o'clock. We started at 1, and we probably won't leave here till about 5:30. It's been amazing. It's been an amazing ride, and I appreciate all your help for helping me get here, man. It's just been an amazing ride. Kevin Jackson just dropped by, spent a second with us, and you know what? Herman Cain's been here all morning. He's going to talk to us tomorrow. Michelle Bachman's been here all morning. It's just been amazing. It's just amazing. It's hard to even get it all out of what's actually happening down here. So again, and you were a big part of it, and I appreciate you. So thanks again, man. I appreciate it. How are things going with you?
Well, they're getting ready to transfer my father, so I'm actually getting ready for that move with him as that happens, as he goes into rehab after his big stroke. So that's a good sign. And I just read today's paper. Who does it show but the one and only Charlie Crist getting behind Obama?
Yep. You know what? We knew it was a matter of time. Charlie Crist is trying to revive his political career as a Democrat. We knew that was going to happen. It was just a matter of when. But you know what? Keep your eye on it, because again, when Obama comes to town, or comes to Florida, he's going to be traveling with Charlie Crist. You know, and that's going to be hard to look at. It's going to be hard to watch, but that's exactly where we're going to be.
Oh yeah, Charlie Crist. He's going to take every shot he can, you know, just to revive his career. Every photo shoot, everything, he's going to be taking it with Crist. And we knew it was a matter of time. This was a liberal in Republican clothing, and we knew it.
That's exactly right. All right, man, we got to get out of here. Listen, we still, I mean, We're still sending our prayers for your dad and your family. I know this is a hard time for you. Get as much rest as you can. You know what? Your dad will fight through. He's been a fighter. He's got to be a fighter because he had to deal with you. So I'm sure that wasn't the easiest thing in the whole world. We still pray for you and your family through this time, that you guys remain strong and your father gets stronger and stronger every single solitary day. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Take care, Willie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. We'll be here. All right. We're going to get out of here. Thanks so much for coming to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It's our first day on Radio Row. We appreciate all that have listened, all that will listen tomorrow. We got some great interviews set up. Check out the Facebook page. Stay on the Facebook page because, you know what, as things change, you're going to be able to be a part of something really amazing. All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks so much for coming to Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.